Hey guys, I'm Greg. This is Stephanie. This is our podcast, Living in Key West. We are both real estate agents here in the beautiful Florida Keys. So if you are looking to buy or sell, go ahead and reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to help you out. Miss is Stephanie. What's up? What's up, girl?
What's up? Well, it's August. On the island.
It's past August. We're almost in the middle of August.
Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, people say, oh, it's so slow on the island in August. I'm not saying it's not, but it's been pretty busy. It's Lobster Fest this week. I think we're getting ready to slow down maybe just a little bit, but it's still fairly busy on the island. I mean, you know, you drive past things every day. I noticed the Capitana's parking lot was pretty darn full the last week or so, and I mean, it hasn't felt empty when we're walking around by any stretch. So it's still pretty busy on the island. And
it may not be what you're used to, but it's still busy.
Yeah. And it's hot. And we had a storm last night, which is probably the worst storm that I can.
Since Ian.
Truly. Since Ian. Yeah. Like, it was a thunderstorm. There was like purple in it when you looked on the radar.
And it actually went right over Key West, where a lot of times, like, they'll just be right on the outside.
Yeah, it actually is.
So they're having Lobster Fest right now, and I saw some videos of down Duval, which is where I think they're doing Lobster Fest.
Yeah.
It looked like a river.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's so much rain at once.
Yeah.
And there's still tents set up, and it wasn't until later, though, like, what, 10?
Yeah, it was probably around
9:30, 10.
Yeah, but it was nice to get some rain. I like a thunderstorm, but our girls don't like it, so that's the only
Let's just drawback. Say this. If you're going to give us a thunderstorm, have it be in the middle of the day.
Ideally.
Not at night, because then it was a rough night last night. Winnie, that's why we didn't do our walk this morning.
Yeah.
Winnie was up for a lot of the night, so was Perry. So we didn't get as much sleep as we would prefer.
They were both pretty scared after it went through. So, yeah, but it was nice to get some rain. All of the plants are very happy. The animals seemed pretty happy. There were a lot of, like, when we were walking this morning, we noticed there was, like, a bunch of dragonflies out and butterflies. It was like they were really happy the morning after getting a bunch of rain. So, it was nice, yeah. And speaking of that, the National Hurricane Center updated their forecast for the remainder of the hurricane season, which we're actually right smack dab in the middle of hurricane season. So it feels like, oh, it's, you know, maybe we're towards the end, kind of. I mean, we're on the back half, but that tends to be the more active part of hurricane season. So that's what they'll wait till the midway point, and then they'll update and say what they think is going to be happening for the rest of the hurricane season. And so they did update, and they actually increased their predictions, which is based on El Nino, that weather pattern, and also the record high heat that they're seeing in the surface ocean temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean. So they've upped their forecast, and this includes what has already happened. So 14 to 21 named storms in total, 6 to 11 hurricanes. So a named storm can be a tropical storm. So 6 to 11 hurricanes, and then 2 to 5 major hurricanes.
That's pretty, 2 to 5 major?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not saying landfall. That's just saying
form.
2 to 5 form, yes. But still.
Yeah, so
we haven't had any yet, have we?
Correct. So 14 to 21 named storms, which would be winds of 39 miles per hour or greater. 6 to 11 hurricanes, which would be winds of 74 miles per hour or greater. And 2 to 5 major hurricanes, which means winds of 111 miles per hour or greater. And they provide these ranges with 70% confidence. So we'll see. I mean,
hopefully not.
Or they just don't make landfall.
Yeah.
But so it's not really super surprising given how warm the waters are.
Yeah. The water is very warm, so it would not be good.
Well, and what makes that scary too is that a storm can go from essentially like a depression to a very major hurricane in an extremely short period of time, like 2 days. Right. Yeah. It can intensify really quickly in the really warm waters, like around the Caribbean, Florida, whatever. So that's what makes it extra scary, is that you get it. The window is very small for a major hurricane.
So we get asked all the time, how do you live there and where there's hurricanes? And my answer, and luckily Chip, the weather...
The head lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Key West here.
Pretty much echoed what I usually say, which is you got to be prepared, but there's tornadoes. There's other weather all over the place.
There are major weather events everywhere. I mean, and not to say to make light of this or anything, but look at what's going on in Hawaii. Is that terrible?
They had like
wildfire.
And they had that.
I think that
hurricane was right off the coast or something.
So which they're saying the hurricane played a role in creating. I think there was drought and amount, then also the I think power lines and all that stuff. But yeah, there's so point being there are wildfires, floods, tornadoes,
earthquakes,
blizzards.
So tsunamis.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. Tsunamis are terrifying.
I mean, what we like to do is just be prepared. Mm-hmm. So you'll have gas in your car already. So if you do have to leave, you can leave if you're able to. Mm-hmm. And have stuff if you need to leave and you can. And if you can't, be prepared as far as having water and all that. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, you can not have power.
Yeah.
You can. So...
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually been looking at getting a generator and a battery powered generator, not a gas, battery powered. So looking at that. So if anyone has one and they have some good experiences, let me know which ones you have and all that.
So. Yeah. So if you're here, you know, loss of power is a big thing. It could be, depending on the outages, it could be weeks before you get your power back. And just something else too to keep in mind. So we have this. Hurricane guide. If you live in hurricane country, I'm sure your local municipality has put one of these together. This is our City of Key West Hurricane Guide. There's lots of really great pointers and info in here. But something that they talked about that I think is really important, it's very easy to maybe just let it slip your mind, is making sure you have everything for your pets as well. So if they have medication that they need, if they have...
Or if you usually feed them how we usually make their food, so it needs to stay cold. Well, if you don't have power for a couple weeks, you need to have backup food.
Right. So we have this like
freeze-dried
food that we actually use as little treats in their enrichment mat, but... They like it as food too, and you can just, they can eat it dry technically, but you just hydrate it with a little bit of water, and that's shelf stable for a very long time. So we could get a few bags of that and it would be set for an extended period of time. But I think, you know, food and like medications would be like the two biggest things.
And so check on your neighbors.
Diabetic. Yes. And check on your neighbors. Absolutely. That was one of the big things that Chip actually talked about when we had him on our podcast, was the community aspect of like, if you have, you know, elderly neighbors, or if you just have, just check on your neighbors, just make sure people are okay. And if you can help them, help them. And there are resources in our community as well. If you are not able to evacuate or you, you know, whatever it is, there are shelters and things like that, in all of these communities where hurricanes are a threat. So yeah, it's just good to be prepared. Hopefully you don't need any of the preparation.
Yep.
Hopefully, you know, but better to prepare ahead of time than, you know, inside the window of they're telling you to evacuate and then you're running around trying to get insulin for your dog or you know, whatever. So yeah, so I thought that was interesting, the increase from their original prediction mid-season.
You don't want an increase.
Well, yeah, definitely not.
So speaking of dogs, we groomed both of them this week.
We did groom both of them.
It's not that bad, it's but not. It is kind of a pain grooming them.
It's a little bit of a pain. I think for me, the thing that makes it the, like, I don't like doing it, or I sort of hit my wall with it, is because you start to get their hairs like in your nose and it tickles. And
once you just hit like, your nose once, it's over.
No matter like how much you, and I'm like, well, I guess I could wear a mask, but like, I hate the feeling of wearing like a mask where your breath gets hot on your face, you know? And so I'm like, okay, I don't want to do that. And so then I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. And then I get their hair and then my face is just itching. And then it just like makes you so mad because your face is just like, you keep feeling like there's a hair in your nose.
And you still, it's still there.
Yeah.
So.
But they are very happy and they look very good. They're much happier in this 100 degree
weather. Like we said, Winnie gets a little down when she starts, when her hair starts getting a little longer. That's when we know it's time to.
Yep. And she's a different pup.
Cut it. Yeah.
I mean, she really, you could tell after we cut her hair, she really did perk up and she's very happy. So she's laying right here with Donnie. So we're looking at her as we're saying this. She's acting like she can't hear us, but.
Yeah. Typical she.
Selective she hearing.
Another thing that we got actually a lot of, I think, cool stuff for us and it will end up being for you guys going on in the backgrounds that we don't want to really talk about right now, but I have been working on the merch and I continue to add stuff to the merch store. So that's on our Etsy page and I'll link to it. I said before that I was having hats made and, but I wanted to order them first because I wanted the hats to be good enough quality to put out there and I am not happy with the hats. So I'm not going to put those out on the store. I'm going to try to go a different route and see if I can find another hat maker or whatever. But I was not happy with those. So those won't be going out just yet. I'm trying to find something that, I mean, I like this hat, but something that I like a little bit more. I know I saw one that does Richardson hats, which is what a lot of people like, the 112s. So I'm going to look into that and see if I can get a sample of that. So,
yeah. Yeah, but you've been working hard on that. You've been putting a lot of different stuff. It's cool, too, because you have, like, you know, like, we have our Winnie for Mayor and some of our other stuff that, like, you know, a lot of people like. But then you've added in some stuff with, like, our photography, like, things that have been, like, on our social media and pictures that people really love and stuff. So, yeah, it's cool. I think it's nice. Yeah. There's a lot of different
and
cool stuff.
And just some inside.
Yeah.
Things like if Bob you're on our seagull. Walks, yes, like Bob.
What if
the
that
seagull.
Was Bob that we saved?
Well, that's
day.
What I said. That was Bob. Oh, so we saved. We did a walk. Our walk that we do on TikTok every morning, our live, and there was an injured seagull that was literally laying. So if you know the beach right there by the Ponce de Leon pier, right there by the mansion, the water was coming up. There's that beach right there. The water was coming up and he was just laying right there. So he was like kind of getting hit with the water, but he wasn't moving. And we walked by and we're like, there's gotta be something up with him. So, Stephanie went ahead and grabbed him and, we took him to the Wildlife Center, which is open 24/7. And that's just a great resource. They're out in Key Haven. So, asked if they have these pins out in front, asked if we can go drop him off there or her. And, so that's what we did. And, hopefully.
Yeah, I might call and check on him. Pop by and check on him. But yeah, and it's really nice too. I mean, we talk about this on our social media. We talk about it on our podcast, but I'll mention it again. If you're on the island and you see any wildlife at all, typically it's birds in Key West. But if you see any wildlife in distress or you're concerned, you can call their phone number that's on their website. It's 24/7. Someone is always on call and they'll always pick up. And they'll send someone out, they'll come out and get the animal. Or if they're busy, they really appreciate, because they are typically busy. Normally it's like one person on call. And so they are serving the whole island and even into the lower Keys, I think.
Yeah.
And you can take the animal and drop it. And Greg was saying the pens. So they have like these cages in the front and they're really nice.
And they're nice. Yeah, they have like nice. Little, almost like dog
they're
beds
dog
up
beds
in the front.
With like blankets. So like he was in the shade and there was another little hen that had been
dropped off
in the next little pen over, and they were happy as clams sitting in their little dog beds. Like we dropped him off and he was happy. So, and you call and just say, okay, I dropped the seagull off, and they know they'll come get him as soon as they get back or someone is able to come out and get them. So it's a really nice system, and that
it's a great resource.
Yeah. You never have to like think, okay, well, what am I going to do? Cause this bird's hurt. I don't know what to do. Like someone messaged us and was like, that's so amazing. You know, that, whatever. And I was like, yeah, we're just grateful for the resource because we know how to rehab pups.
Yeah.
But wildlife, birds, that we're not so sure. So we're very happy to have a resource.
Saved
two... We had the rooster, two little chicks, and the seagull.
Yeah. And that's just by doing our regular walks.
Yeah.
I'd say it was meant to be that we saved that seagull because we don't go on the same walk every morning. We'll mix it up and we'll hit different areas. And I wasn't even going to do that one. I was like, let's just do that one.
And that we have our stroller, you know, cause I was thinking if he's hurt, like it seemed like he probably had like maybe his wing was hurt or something. I'm not sure exactly. Cause he was very alert. It wasn't like he was lethargic. He was alert.
Trying
he
to bite us. So.
He just physically couldn't like fly away. So I'm not sure what was wrong with him, but,
But he got a sick stroller ride. He had to go by Southernmost Point.
I was glad he had this because I was afraid that if I would like carried him, you know, you always feel like what's the best way for him to be like the most secure so he doesn't feel more pain than he needs to or whatever.
I stress him out even.
Yeah,
more.
So he just went in the stroller and we turned the fan on and he had a nice
chill,
breezy little ride. He was biting me when I took him out of the stroller but he was very chill when we put him in the pen. So yeah.
And then I thought the coolest thing of it all is as we closed the pen and we were starting to go away, he squawked.
Mm.
And so he turned around and he's waving his wing at us.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was freaking unbelievable.
Yeah, that was Bob.
It had to have been Bob. I wish we had the cameras rolling because no one's going to believe this story. But
yeah,
he hadn't made a peep the whole time.
Mm.
Got our attention. We turned back around.
He waved his little bum
sweet
wing. Little
bum wing. Sweet fella. Our fellow Lee.
Lady, sweet
lady.
Oh my god!
So, I thought this was awesome. Well, I won't even say it. But we went this week. We had I had some cousins in town, and we met them at Prime Steakhouse, and that was first time we've ever been them two. And I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was okay. I think there was maybe a little bit of a miscommunication with the waiter about what gluten-free was.
He kept telling us everything had gluten in it, and we were like, the creamed spinach has gluten in it? I mean, it could, right? Like, it could, but you're like, it just, I made the joke that it seemed like they were just gratuitously putting flour into things that didn't need flour if all of these things had gluten in them. I was like, it's just... It doesn't make sense. Like, these dishes don't need flour, but he kept saying they had flour. They have gluten. They have gluten. So we were like...
And we said flour, too.
I know.
So...
But there was a miscommunication.
At the very end, when we were getting the cream...
Well, we were ordering dessert, and we said, well, what about the creme brulee? What about the ice cream sundae?
He said, no.
And he went... He said, let me ask the chef. We said, there really should not be any gluten in these, but okay, double check. And he came back out and he said, I'm sorry, they both have gluten in them.
Definitely,
and we said,
definitely the ice cream.
I said, I really don't, I'm so shocked. I'm so puzzled. I can't fathom a creme brulee recipe.
That's what I said.
That has flour.
Yeah.
It just, I've never in my life, I've made creme brulee. Like, I've literally never heard of that.
And he said flour?
He said, yes, they all have milk. And and we were like, okay, well, that's okay, but that's, dairy's not gluten, right? Gluten's like flour. And he's like, oh, okay, I think they should be okay. We're like, well, you go double check again. So we went, and then he came back and he said, yeah, both of those are okay. So I think there are actually probably a lot more things on the menu we could have ordered.
Well, even the sauce.
Oh yeah, there was like a
which I think could have like elevated that steak.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yeah,
tenfold.
It was like a reduction, like a red wine reduction, and it's like, I mean, probably it could it have had flour? Yeah, but it was not creamy colored at all. Which normally, if you thicken with like a flour or something, you'll be able to tell like it's got like a little bit of like a whiteness to it. It didn't. It literally looked like it was either just straight up reduced, or maybe they had used like a little bit of cornstarch, but it wasn't. I don't know. Anyways.
Needless to say, we couldn't have that.
Yeah.
So, but I think that would have probably, I mean, a good sauce can really elevate a meal.
The steak itself was good, but you did want like a little, like something extra with it, I think.
I would have gotten the blue cheese crumble on top of it, which I didn't because I thought, okay, well, we should be able to have the sauce.
Right.
And needless to say, it was good.
Yeah. But the whole reason we started talking about this
is because I thought it was hilarious, and I've been doing it ever since, but, so, he just called Stephanie Lady.
Yes, I think that it was, I think he probably was meaning something to the effect of, like, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
no,
miss,
definitely was.
But he kept saying lady, so, like,
no, I can't get that lady.
Yes, lady.
Yes, lady.
Which is so funny, because, like, if someone says that, it almost comes across as like abrasive.
Yeah.
Like, yes, lady, you know, like, okay, calm down or something. But I know that was not like,
I'll get it for you, lady.
Yeah. So
no,
anyways,
he wasn't. He was very nice.
He was
not
doing
it.
He actually did a very good job, I thought.
Nasty or anything. It was just, I thought it was funny.
Crossed wires.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not think the gluten-free part was funny, but the lady part was funny. Yes. The lady part was
funny. Yeah, but Prime, I actually thought the ends, so we ate outside, which it was nice, but it is right next to Dante's, so, which is like a party pool. So there was some, it kind of went off at a certain point, but there was some pretty loud music in the beginning and it was quite hot, but the inside looked really nice. It was like dark and cool and like, it, so, I mean, I would go back, eat inside, and actually find out what we can eat and try some more things. We always kind of say that about when we try places to eat, like, we'll give you our take, but we also say with the huge caveat of there are a number of things we can't eat. So, like, if we could eat everything, we probably would have had a, like, a tastier experience because you can eat all those different things.
Well, and I mean, it was super expensive. So, it was quite expensive. It was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
About the possibility of there being a cross wire for that, but it is what it is. I thought it was still good. I just
If you're looking for like a upscale, like,
a la carte
steakhouse, so you get your steak and then they have like all their sides looked incredible. We probably could have had more than what we ordered, but the ones we got were pretty good. The baked potato looked good. Phenomenal. We didn't get that. We got the fries.
Had all the fixings.
It was like, it was a baked potato and then it had, you know, like a plate of all these fixins. So that looked really good. Our cocktails were good. I thought it was very good. And I thought if you're on the island, you're looking for kind of a, not like fancy, like everyone there was sort of dressed like Keezy, you know, like there's not really a lot of fancy on the island. But it was like they had on their nicest Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops, you know, or whatever. But it was totally fine. It's totally Key West. But I would give it a try. Like, if you want something that's like, you know, a little bit more upscale. You're craving a steak or, whatever. The bar looked cute, too. If you want to go, like, get a cocktail and an appetizer or something, like, it would be a nice place to stop as well. So, yeah, definitely.
Anyways.
Worth a stop.
Ate there.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Good to see your cousins.
I mean, that's kind of what we've been doing all week is obviously some real estate stuff. And then
our behind the scenes stuff.
Our behind the scenes
stuff. We have some other stuff going on.
We do have a lot of other stuff going on that we really won't say anything until it actually comes to fruition. But that takes up a lot of our time. Yeah. And trying to do it right for us and for you guys.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And go check out our merch.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Go check out our merch. That's it.
We got one. So I hired a designer. I mentioned this last time for our shirts.
Yeah.
Well, we got the initial one and we liked it, but we asked for some revision. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of waiting on that. Mm-hmm. And that would be, a cool t-shirt design.
Yeah.
And anything else, really, I guess. It could go on any... I mean, I'm using Printly right now, so it's print on demand. And Printly or Printify?
Printify, I think.
Printify. And they have lots of options of stuff.
Like, items that you can get the design you, like, put on. Like, you can get on, like, a... I don't know.
Well, they got calendars, puzzles.
A phone case.
Phone cases. Underwear.
Yeah.
We talked about that last time. Underwear. But so the problem is I don't want to just do it because I don't know how good the quality is.
Well, so the hats that you ordered are
a good example.
Yeah.
Now, I know the t-shirts, like, they have like glit in and stuff like that. So brands I've heard of, but a lot of the stuff is generic brand and I don't really know what that is. So I don't want to just put crap on there to put crap on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, right now pretty much it's just coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Until I think it's kind of hard to mess up a coffee mug, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. But Winnie for Mayor is the most viewed coffee mug on there. Right now. So
help contribute to her campaign fund.
Yeah.
You know?
Boom. All right. You ready for that house of the week?
I am. So this house is only 6 days on the market. It is a new listing. It is 1414 Newton Street in Key West. We're only doing one this week. Again, a Key West property. And it is listed for $3,850,000. It is a little over 3,000 square feet. And this place it's pretty sizable. So it's 4 bedrooms, 4 full baths, and 2 half baths. which is kind of crazy. Nice. You can do monthly rentals here.
Ooh.
And it was built in 2006, and it's located in the Meadows neighborhood. So if you're familiar, it's, you know. So it's very pretty on the inside. I think they did a very nice job of, well, it's pretty on the inside and it's pretty on the outside.
It's pretty on the outside.
So I think they did a really nice job of capturing like the Key West feeling, mm-hmm. but it is very modern.
It's got a big pool.
It's got a very big pool. I love,
did you see the inside outside little bar top right there? Through the kitchen. Right
oh,
there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it has sliding windows that's yeah. completely slide, kind of like you see like the sliding
doors.
Doors.
Yeah.
So these are windows. So it opens up completely.
So it's like it's, right over your kitchen sink, your yep. window, you can slide the entire wall away, and then there's basically. A
little bar top there. Right. And,
so people can sit outside.
Yeah. So that's fantastic it when is. You get to the slightly cooler months.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
leave it open all day.
Really nice high ceilings, nice sizable bedrooms. It's just, it looks like just a really comfortable, beautiful, modern mm-hmm. home. So if you're not looking for something necessarily like historic, you want something that's a little more modern, this could be a great house for you. And in addition to being, you know, fairly, I mean, modern in terms of like Key West architecture, right? So 2006. They also put in a new whole home generator in 2022 and three new AC units in 2021. There's also a whole home Sonos system.
Ooh.
And that also in 2021, and a new pool pump and filter in 2021. And they painted it inside and out in 2020. So it's nice anyways, but they've done a lot of these upgrades. There's not deferred maintenance or anything.
How many square feet was it?
3,043.
So it's a sizable home, too.
It's a large house. And they also say that there's a den that could be converted into a fifth bedroom if you really wanted. So it's four bedrooms, four bathrooms, two half bathrooms currently. But cool. you could make it five bedrooms if you wanted to. There's really, I mean, they didn't really miss anything in this house. Like, there's a devoted laundry room. You know, mm-hmm. there's a couple of different little outside seating areas. There's the beautiful paver
front porch
driveway, the front porch. Yeah. That's
a very nice home. There's $4 million.
They didn't miss anything. Yeah. Really pretty pool. Really pretty outside area. You could just hang out outside all the time because it's like there's tons of mature
mm-hmm.
yeah, trees. Shade. There's lots of shade. Yeah. The decking is really pretty too.
Decking, it looks like.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Outdoor cool. shower.
Mm-hmm.
Really pretty. Like I said, they didn't really miss anything here. So, and if you want to do rentals, you can. You could easily bike from there to
anywhere.
Anything. Yeah, absolutely. So the address is 1414 Newton Street, Key West. And Greg will link to that in our show notes. So if you want to click over and take a peek at that, if you're interested.
By all means.
Give us a call. Send us a text.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot us an email.
Yep.
Happy to show you.
Yep. We're here for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, so the calendar is
this week,
pretty
said, right?
open this week. Yeah. So the Animal Farm was today, which we talked about last week. And then Lobster Fest was going on, which ends today. Today's the final day of that. And then this coming week, there's nothing on the calendar until next Sunday, which is the last artisan market of the season.
Mm.
And remember, and it's like it. The abbreviated one. So it's at the VFW right there on Roosevelt.
So there's literally nothing going on.
There's
this
really
week.
Nothing. I mean, there could be something. I looked on a couple of different, normally I look on just this calendar, the keywest.com/calendar, but I looked on a couple of other ones and there really wasn't anything. Hmm. So, and then like even past that, you know, it's like it's
pretty
empty again. Sheriff's Animal Farm is two Sundays from now. There's a brew fest starting, you know, at the end of the month.
Now,
I mean,
what we're saying is there's no planned activities.
That's right.
Or planned
there's no fests,
festivals.
Right.
But there's still plenty to do on the island.
Oh, absolutely.
There's always plenty.
Absolutely.
You will have, if you're coming during those times, you will have plenty to do.
There's no special events on the calendar, but yes,
there's always something to do.
There's always something to do. Absolutely. Yep. Well, our family who's here, they don't have anything. They happen to be here during some stuff, but they mm-hmm. didn't come for that reason, and they don't have anything on the agenda, and they've just been like taking it easy and kind of figuring out what they want to do every day and eating good food. And
kind it's of just what nice. Sounds you like can a pretty nice vacation.
Walk around and kind of see what strikes your fancy. Yeah. So no special events, but you know, I get it, especially it's so hot and you know, we're coming into the height of hurricane season. So I understand not like scheduling, you know, big festivals or whatever, but yeah. So that's that. That's cool. All we got on our calendar.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't even have like a good question for you this week. Mm. I try to come up with like really good, like, you know, questions, like thinkers.
Okay. I have one.
Oh gosh.
If you were 10 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
would you have a special house built for you?
Obviously.
To where everything is over 10 feet. Like doors.
Yeah, I would never want to like have to duck my head down. That's awful. Like think about when we go in like the historic homes, you know, and the upstairs where like you have to stand in the middle, and if you stand in the middle, you're lucky to like that's very annoying.
Yeah. I said brought a pretty solid question to you, so
what would you have a special house built?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, because you, even now you hit your head on everything constantly.
That's true. Because I'm not quite 10 feet, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it. We haven't done Pilates in a couple days, a week and a half, because our instructor was out of town and then ended up getting, like, delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I actually am enjoying it for my, like, opening up my chest and stuff. So
yeah. So, we'll start back tomorrow.
Yeah. But my whole point to that is that I'm getting taller.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm
so that's probably why you've been hitting your head on everything is because of your Pilates. I'm
probably getting to like 6'7" now.
Yeah, exactly.
My feet are hanging off the bed a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're just dunking on everyone.
Well, not yet.
You got to get those hammies right.
Yeah, those hammies need to be stretched out way more than that. So, cool. Now we're just rambling. So, alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And we'll see you later.
Bye. Have a good week.